January 28, 1909. What victim means. Having read a book that talked about the different ways of operating interiorly and about how Jesus would compensate these souls with a great capital of grace and with superabundant love, I compared everything I had read to the many ways and the many different acts that Jesus had taught me in my interior, which, compared to those of the book, seemed to me to be so vast as the sea compared to a little river. And I said to myself, if this is true, who knows how much grace my always lovable Jesus pours in me, and how much love He has for me. And then, as I found myself in my usual state, the Jesus came for just a little and told me, my daughter, you do not yet know well what it means to be chosen as victim. Just as I, by being victim, enclosed in me all the acts of creatures, their satisfactions, reparations, adorations, and thanksgivings, in such a way that I did for all and for each one that which they were supposed to do. In the same way, since you are victim, it is useless to compare yourself to others, because you must enclose within you not the way of one, but the variety of the ways of each one. And since I must have you make up for all and for each one, as a consequence, I must give you not the grace that I give to one alone, but as much grace as to equal what I give to the whole of creatures. Therefore, love too must surpass all the love I have for the whole of creatures, because grace and love always go together. They have one single step, one single measure, one single will. Love draws grace. Grace draws love. They are inseparable. This is why, you see, the most extensive sea which I have placed in you, and the little river in others. I remained astounded, comparing so much grace to so much ingratitude and badness of mine.